and be here in Scottsdale again. That's really very nice. Okay. Leon says, speak up a little more. Everybody hear me back there? Okay. Is it good enough? Okay. Good. Well, we had sort of a mini conference. Very happy to be able to do that and have the elders and some of the leading men out here as well, so that we can get good direction where we need to go, and so that the different ones who are elders can hone their skills in speaking, so that we can have many more who can be speaking and teaching, because we're going to need them. And also, I thought of this. Someone asks how old you are, tell them, I'm getting younger every day. And they'll look at you and say, how can that be? I'm one day closer to eternal life. Just keep that in mind. Okay. Now, how many got the God's Bible Pathway for Children? We had it sent out to everybody. Okay. Well, we had that mailed from Michigan because we had it printed in Michigan. And 1 mile down the road from Thompson Shore, the printer, there is a company called Unit Packaging. And we just send them our mailing list, and they mail it out for us. That way we save about $1,000 on freight and whatever handling we would have to do. Besides, we were busy mailing out the second edition of the Bible. So for those of you who ordered a second edition of the Bible, have you already got it? Okay. Some people said, well, the second edition is just fine, but I like the first because I have all my notes in it. So what we're going to do is this. We're going to send everyone, and it'll also be good for a tool. And it's the appendix that we put in the second edition, we're putting in booklet form. How to understand Paul's difficult scriptures concerning the law and commandments of God. And so then you will have that. If you have the first edition and you will have that, you will have everything that's in the second edition except the corrections for the typos. So if you can live with a few of those, then you're fine. But we did strengthen the second edition in its binding because some of the first edition, what is called the end sheet. Now, the end sheet is this. The first page that is the black page that's black on one side and white on the other. Okay? And also, the first 8 pages that we had with the slick paper, we did not realize that in order to make it slick, they press glue, not glue, but clay. They work clay into the paper. That's how they get it glossy. And that's why when you have like a glossy page book or magazine, it's more heavy. But part of the problem is it also is weaker. So unfortunately, we had some Bibles come apart right there with the end page. So we made it 3 times as strong, and we made the binding much better Matter of fact, I had to educate them on how I wanted the binding. So what I did, I faxed them a schematic drawing on how I wanted them to bind it. Because it's stitched, and then I wanted it glued, and then I wanted cloth binding to adhere to the glued binding that they had, and then bring that around, and if you will open the cover and look right down in the gutter, and just to the left you will see underneath the paper a little raised area, about an inch. You see that? Right up from the bottom of the gutter, coming to your left, up about an 3/4 of an inch or an inch. Okay. Now, that in the second edition is strong cloth, so that it will adhere to the cover. Now, in the first edition, they had a netting there, and some of the nettings broke, and I was very unhappy with that, and so they gave us 500 Bibles at no cost. Then we had 12,000 printed. Now, they shipped them in 2 containers. And we have them all here stateside. First container we got, and then we mailed out to everybody. Second container was supposed to be delivered last Monday, but they couldn't get it done then, so it's going to be Monday when I get back home. Now, we also have another very important book in the works, which is nearing completion, which is being written by Phil Neal, our editor. Very well needed. Because when people find out you keep the Sabbath, they say, "Are you a Jew?" How many have had that happen to you? Hey, there you go. Or they say, "Are you a Seventh-day Adventist?" How many have had that happen? Okay. All right. So we're going to have a book. It's going to be entitled, "Judaism is Not the Law of Moses." Now, Ernest Martin wrote a series of articles on that was in the Good News years ago, but this is a brand new, fresh approach. And we also have for references, which is very good to have, see, by a converted Jew who uses an Aramaic New Testament. And he understands Galatians 2 and 3 very correctly, which is when Paul is talking about law, he's talking about Jewish traditional law. So we've got some really, really good quotes out of there that's going to be in this book. And this is one book we want to make freely available to everyone. And when it's out, we expect it out sometime next spring. You can order as many as you would like. And it's going to be treating everything fair. And to borrow a phrase from Fox News, and balanced. Okay? Because most writings about the Jews or against the Jews is slam, bam, condemn. You know. Well, they have their faults like everybody else has their faults. But here in America, please understand, there are many believing Jews who believe in Jesus. One difficulty with the Jews, it's hard to get rid of the traditions. and his Duncan MacLeod, who also knew Michael Heiss. He's the only Jew that we know who doesn't follow any traditions of the Jews. And we're going to help eliminate one overbearing problem, I hope, that many Jews have, which is this. And it doesn't happen with any other people. When you meet them, what is one of the first things they say? I am a Jew. Why do they say that? Well, maybe many different reasons. But if I meet a Jew who says that to me, I'm going to say, thank you. I'm an Israelite. Huh? You know. Okay. Now, in seeking to improve the website as well as Church at Home, how many here have seen some of the Church at Home things? Yeah, we sent a couple CDs, but if you want to know how to get online, Norbert, where are you? See Norbert, he will give you the key to get in and watch the new downstream sermons. You've got to have wideband or DSL to watch the streaming sermons from the Church at Home website. We're building it. We have over 50 articles that we've excerpts from various parts of things we've already written. We have 6 of the 20 of the half-hour programs that I have done. And when we get all 20 of them edited, and by the way, we have an excellent editor. Well, just a little sidetrack, like they call in legalese, a sidebar. Okay. 7 years ago, last November, was when I first came to the conclusion that we need something called Church at Home, and that was after reading the book by Lloyd Gearing entitled Christianity Without God. And that blew my mind. I read the book on the way to the ministerial conference in Cincinnati, and I gave my first sermon on why we need church at home, but it took us 7 years to get there, and I can see why now. Because we have a whole host of things ready. See? Little did we know that during the 7 years we've been preparing. And you've heard me say through the years, oh, we got to get to church at home. We got to get to church at home. Well, 7 years ago, Randy Vild, who is our editor, started his own business, which is video and audio production. And he has learned to very well edit and craft the half-hour program so they're interesting. Whenever I quote a scripture, the scriptures are quoted, and down in the corner, in the lower left-hand corner, is a shot of the Bible. And when I mentioned about Christianity Without God and Lloyd Gearing, he went online and he got a picture of Lloyd Gearing and put his picture up there. When I talked about Ahmadinejad, our favorite Iranian, he got a picture of that up there. When I talked about Joel Osteen, there he is. When I talked about Rick Warren, he's there too. See? So it's going to be a quick, fast half hour. And I think you'll like the programs. I think they'll be interesting for people. And this also ties in with what we've been doing in advertising for the Bible, which is a website called Restoring the Original Bible. Now, I want you to follow along with what happened, what I'm going to tell you about next, which you already got in the letter and so forth, and you heard me mention about it. But we got an email from a man in Germany who is with a university in Germany that reviews every Bible that is ever produced. And he asked to have one of the Bibles in the original order sent to him. Well, I sent him an email because that was in June, and I said, well, we're out of the first edition, but the second edition will be here sometime in September or October. So we can send you one at that time. So when we got it, and I told him we were sending it to him, I also explained to him that in our commentaries and appendices, what we're trying to do is to get back to the original New Testament teachings by Jesus and the apostles. And we don't follow any of the traditions of Catholicism or Judaism or Protestantism. So that was the first step in coming to what I'm going to tell you about next. The second step was the website restoring the original Bible. And in that, we went one step further to show that this Bible is unique. And the third way was that we are following the scriptures for the authentic original teachings of Jesus Christ. So the third step is this. Now, how many received the letter here just a day or two ago? Oh, nobody has it. Okay, you'll get it. Here's what I wrote. And this is the new homepage for cbcg.org, which, by the way, after the first of the year, it will all be completely revised from stem to stern. All be updated, easier to use, easier to follow along. So when they come to the homepage of cbcg.org, Christian Biblical Church of God, we have this right underneath it, Restoring Original Christianity - for Today. Now, we also have reserved the domain names on the internet, Restoring Original Christianity, Original Christianity Restored, Restored Original Christianity. So we bought all of those domain names as well as Restoring Original Christianity for Today. And so if anyone does a Google search, guess where they are coming? Now, this fits in exactly with the political mood of the people, doesn't it? What is the political mood of a lot of people in America today? Return to the Constitution. Right? I think that's what the Tea Party people are trying to say, isn't it? But always remember this, even though they are good as Glenn Beck, you cannot solve spiritual problems by political means, nor can you find the true God unto conversion through the churches of the world. Even though they sound good, and always remember this. In Jeremiah 23, God said of the priest of Baal, who were the Sunday preaching ministers today, that if they would show the people God's way, God would back it up. So that's why we need the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth in what we do. The second dividing line is this. Sabbath, Christian Passover, holy days and feasts. Those three things. On the other side of that coin is worldly Christianity, which has Sunday, pagan holidays, and a false communion or Eucharist. Now, they can use the scriptures. They can quote them. They can lead people close to God. But just like with Israel, always they come back to God in a feigned repentance and flattery. And because they're not converted, if they are sincere even in that, God will recognize that for the sake of carnal people. But for true conversion, that is a calling. That is what God the Father does personally in everyone's life that God calls and deals directly with. So what we are going to do is present what we are doing, though it's the same thing we've always taught, but we're going to put it in words that work. I've given an assignment to all those who attended. Buy the book by Frank Luntz, Words That Work. And then read it through the lens of Scripture, where it talks about political parties, think of the church. Where it talks about slogans that work, think of the scriptures in the Bible, because the Bible is filled with words that work. Because that's how people are converted. So here's what the home page is going to read. Now, maybe just a little different because this is not the final edited version, but also I'm going to read it. So when they come to the home page, they will hear this read: Restoring Original Christianity for Today. Welcome to the home page of the Christian Biblical Church of God website. We are dedicated, a key word that is a word that works. See, people want to know, what are you doing, how you're doing, see? We are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today, the true original gospel as revealed and taught by Jesus Christ and his personally chosen apostles and preserved in the God-breathed New Testament. We believe and practice the Word of God as inspired and preserved in the Holy Bible, both Old and New Testaments. Therefore, we are scripturalists. I want you to remember that word. When they ask, well, what kind of Christian are you? Well, don't tell them right off the bat, well, I belong to the Christian Biblical Church of God. What's that? Never heard of that. But if you say, we are scripturalists, now that will ring a bell and open a door. We strictly follow the Bible and recapture the true biblical meaning of the Word of God by comparing Scripture with Scripture to prove all things. Now, you'll get a CD where I do a sermon and explain all of these things. The Word of God is the Word is the truth of God from the God of truth, so that we may live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, as Jesus said. We do not accept, teach, or practice any traditions of men, regardless of their claims, whether from Judaism, Catholicism, Orthodox, or Protestantism. The founding battle cry of original Protestantism, sola scriptura, meaning the scriptures and scriptures only, has long been forgotten and ignored by the Protestants and rejected by the Catholics. As a result, all Orthodox Christendom has gone astray and is merely practicing Christianized pagan traditions, teachings, and philosophies of men. So in two paragraphs, we have said succinctly everything that someone wants to know about us. So they don't have to ask the question, are you Jewish? Are you Seventh-day Adventist? Etc. See? Then I cover one more paragraph here. In the time leading up to the destruction of the Second Temple in 70 AD, the subversion of the true churches of God by false ministers with false teachings was gaining momentum. In his urgent epistle, the Apostle Jude, the brother of Jesus, sounded the alarm that this insidious apostasy was gaining power when he wrote, "Beloved, when personally exerting all my diligence to write to you concerning the common salvation, I was compelled to write to you, exhorting you to fervently fight for the faith which was once for all time delivered to the saints." That's what we need to do. So if you consider yourself a repenting Laodicean, which all of us ought to be, that's what we need to be doing. "For certain men have stealthily crept in, those who long ago have been written about, condemning them to this judgment. They are ungodly men who are perverting the grace of our God and turning it into licentiousness, and are personally denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ." One more paragraph. The mission of the Christian Biblical Church of God is to faithfully undertake restoring original Christianity for today and return to authentic worship of God in spirit and in truth, - a deep personal relationship with God. Then we talk more about the website. So, with the second printing of the Bible, with the Church at Home website coming online, we'll be online probably the middle of January, with the revamping of cbcg.org website, and with stating clearly that we are restoring original Christianity for today, I think that God is going to bless all of those efforts. So you all need to be prepared, because, as Paul told those in Hebrews, there is the time you ought to have been teachers. You've been learning, you've been studying, you've been how many years? Not that you're all going to be ministers, but men and women, women can teach other women who have questions. You know the Bible, you ought to know it. That doesn't mean you're setting yourself up as a preacher, but to teach, to know, to show. Just like someone emailed their friend in Maui and got on the website, and I got the email saying, "Well, do you have any people here in Maui?" And I said, "No, we don't, unfortunately, but remember this, somebody's got to be first." See? Now, likewise with us, brethren. You are here because you were first. So don't think that you're all going to be like little bumps on the log anymore. We don't know what's going to happen, but I tell you what, I really feel, and we'll see if it happens, that phrase, restoring original Christianity, is going to frame preaching the truth of God, though it comes out of a Bible that goes back clear to the creation, that it's going to frame it in a way that's going to give people an opportunity to look more deeply into it and not dismiss us as a cult. And that's another sermon or two that I'm going to bring. And guess who the cults really are? Not just the New Agers. A cult is any organization that practices Sunday, has the false communion and Eucharist, and observes the occult holidays of this world. They are all cults, not the churches of God. Now, the churches of God have got to clean up their act and get rid of some of their stupidity and get rid of some of the strangeness that they have in what they do. And they need to also get with it in restoring original Christianity for today. Not that they join us or we join them, but if they get their act together, if we get our act together, and if other churches over here get their acts together, and we realize that, hey, God wants us to preach the gospel to the whole world, whatever way we can do it, and now we can. Whoever thought 20 years ago that we would be able to have websites that would be running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that anyone, anywhere in the world can find us and can find the truth of God? And who thought 20 years ago that God would cause to be being printed every year 800 million Bibles in every imaginable language? So that helps us understand. You know, God is going to give a witness. Let's not leave it to the two witnesses, as I wrote in a letter. We do our part. The other churches of God do their part. Even some Protestants who have understanding and warning about the disasters coming, let them do their part. Let the political people like Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity and Mike Savage and Rush Limbaugh, let them do their part. It'll get people to thinking, and then we can do our part, and we can say, all of those of you who want to get back to the Constitution once delivered, how about getting back to the faith once delivered, original Christianity being restored for today? All right, let's take a break.